This is Referee's World with Darren Cullum and Richard Mellon.
Hello again and welcome to the Referee's World podcast. My name's Darren Cullum. I'm a level 5 referee with Somerset FA. And this is my mentor, an FA tutor and a PGMLO assessor, Richard Mellon.
Hello, Darren.
Welcome back to the podcast. If you're a first-time listener, hello. This is the monthly audio magazine which offers education and training for football referees of all levels. And we're going to go straight into it tonight, Rich.
Yes, we are. We're going to talk to our colleagues up at Halifax RA, and we're going to have a chat with Aaron Williams.
Aaron, hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the podcast. Thanks very much for taking time out. First of all, before we go into what you do at Halifax RA, just tell us a bit about yourself, your refereeing background.
I'm a level 5 referee from Halifax. Been refereeing since September 2011. I'm Supply League assistant referee, and hopefully we'll be a level 4 referee at the end of the season.
Exciting time. So in the grand scheme of things, you've been refereeing now a few years. How are you finding it so far?
Fantastic. It's something that I love. Football as a whole is something that I love, and being involved in working up the ladder to a place that I never thought I would reach is the perfect opportunity for me.
Did you play before, or did you just come straight onto the refereeing scene?
I played in the District Leagues and the Yorkshire Amateur League for a few years, but realised I wasn't as good as a footballer as I thought I was.
Mate, we've all been there.
Yeah. That's a story I've heard millions
many,
of times.
Many times. Yeah. Tell me about one of your highlights so far in your refereeing career.
Oh, there's been so many. Getting a District Cup final at the end of my second season, being enrolled onto the West Riding School of Excellence this season and being asked to go to the Iber Cup in Portugal at the end of the season.
Excellent.
So many of them.
Going to the Iber Cup, you'll love that tournament. And can I just say, West Riding, is that Bobby Madley country?
That's the one.
Yeah, hello Bobby, I know you listens.
Excellent, well, so far so good. Listen, I'm going to hand you over to Rich now. He'll look after you for the next few moments.
Yeah, he makes me sound a little bit of an ogre, but it's not like that at all, Aaron. Aaron, I've got to first of all say, I'm hugely impressed with the fact that you came into refereeing in 2011, and you're officiating on the Supply League as an assistant at the moment?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, how old are you?
22.
Just the right age, mate. I was 26 when I started, and I really wish that I'd started 10 years earlier.
Yeah. Well, fair play to you, Aaron. Good luck to you in that sort of progress, and between now and next season, hopefully you will be refereeing Supply League football next year. So good luck on that front.
Thanks very much.
How did you become, and why did you become secretary of Halifax RA?
It's an interesting story. Christmas 2012 it was, I was in a sort of group meeting with the Halifax Sunday League referees for Christmas, and we sort of said, where's the Halifax Referees Association gone? Because I actually initially was involved with Huddersfield Referees Association, and it came to be that eventually we started Halifax Referees Association from there. I spoke to Henry Naylor, who was a level 4 Supply League referee who also refereed on Halifax Sunday League, and we got his heads together. Henry's on a year older than me, and we got his heads together, and we managed to pull together people like Jane Sims, Bobby Madley, Trevor Simpson, people like that together, and managed to actually build this referees association for the referees of Halifax. I was brought in as secretary purely because it's sort of something that I'm really good at, being able to communicate with people 24/7, being a student, so I'm not at work at the moment, so it gives me plenty of time to do so.
Who's chairman at Halifax RA, Aaron?
Henry is chairman, Henry Naylor. He's a level 4 Supply League referee.
Wow! How old is he?
23.
Oh my word!
This is really positive, the fact that, because one of the things that we've talked about, Aaron, on recent podcasts is bringing in the youngsters into refereeing and, you know, trying to put aside the old fuddy-duddy reputation that it used to have. But to have a group of, you know, relatively youngsters in positions that you're doing, surely that's got to be doing the world of good in terms of bringing the youngsters through, hasn't it?
Certainly. We also have We have not necessarily a committee, but certainly a group who work together for the better of the RA. And we have two younger members on there, one who's 17 and one who's 16, in Danielle Whitworth and Lewis Dawson. Again, they both have a great impact on what happens, and especially for the younger members of Halifax RA.
Oh, mate.
What we're trying to do is to speak to as many RAs around the country and around the world, really, as possible to find out what their secrets of success are. And, you know, you have, Aaron, you've just absolutely nailed it. With what
Absolutely.
You're saying. You know, we had Stockport recently with their supply of chips at the end of their meetings and stuff like that, which is great. But this is really good.
Okay.
Can I ask very quickly, Rich?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Obviously you're committed, Aaron, aren't you?
Yes, definitely.
Does the sort of the secretarial stuff not get in the way of the refereeing, the whole sort of, you know, the officey sort of statistical stuff?
No, not at all. It's usually maybe an hour, 2 hours a week. It's nothing too much, too heavy for someone who was in a full-time position. Obviously, I'm lucky in that at the moment I'm a full-time student, so it sort of ties in with everything that I do.
Okay, Aaron, let's get on to your meetings and that, because, I mean, I'm staggered here. I'm sat here talking to you. I've had my career as a referee, and here we are trying to promote this refereeing family around the country, around the world, and we're looking for youth sections and what is, you know, the future of referees, and here we are. We've stumbled upon you by a miracle in a way. What's the format for your meetings? How do you see getting younger referees into the referee society, and why will they attend meetings?
The first thing we thought was rethink the idea of where the meetings are held. So Henry is a school teacher. We use his communal rooms there and the classrooms there to deliver the actual learning side of a referees association. So whether that be a practical and a physical session in the hall, usually led by someone like Jane Sims or David Coote, or whether we go into a classroom and we have one of the many registered level 1, level 2 or so on, level 3 tutors deliver a presentation there. From that we then go, for those who want to, that is, we don't force anybody to, but anyone who wants to go to the social side of it, we go back to a local restaurant and share a drink or a meal with each other afterwards.
How many, Aaron, do you get attending your referee meetings?
It depends. Some months, usually at the start of the season, we tend to see an increase. So at the start of the season, we'll have anywhere up to 30, maybe 40 members. And then it'll drift off again towards Christmas. But last month, we had a meeting, joint meeting with Barkston Ash RA. And they're a silver Quest member, Quest winner from West Riding as well. They, together with us, we had 48 people there. We just held one of the most fantastic meetings that you could possibly ever see.
Okay. Aaron, let's develop that topic that you talked about very briefly about your meetings when you have practical sessions. How do you develop your practical sessions and what's involved? Yeah, I'm losing my teeth here.
So, as I say, Jane will usually lead them because Jane is a level 2 tutor. She will bring in maybe someone like Henry, who's a level 1, or someone like myself, or Lewis or Danielle, who are maybe looking to progress onto the tutoring courses for later life.
Jane who,
Jane
Aaron?
Jane Sims.
Yeah, carry on.
Okay, what's the contents of these sessions? What do you actually do?
So we've done in the past, we've done stuff like managing a free kick. So we would use the hall at the school. One side you would start and you would work around the players in terms of getting them in position for where you want them, 10 yards, sorting out the wall, making sure you're on the correct side, going back, finding the perfect position, how do you get that to that position, and then going from there. We may also do practicing the new penalty signal, against using cones to set out a system whereby we'd take it in turns to have a scenario, is it in or outside the box, and how do you signal for that?
I mean, you've just touched on some real good practical learning experiences for referees at all levels. Can I ask you, you're such a young society in terms of yourself and Henry, what sort of mentoring scheme do you have? Do you have anything in that area running or not?
Yeah, well, with Bobby Madley being involved, who is the referee development officer at West Riding FA, he is our recruitment and retention officer, because we thought it made perfect sense for the person who brings referees into refereeing in West Riding, to then also be the person who brings the Halifax referees into Halifax Referees Association. He will go out and actively encourage all referees from the basic referees courses to join their local referees association. And once we get them involved in the RA, we first thing we do is offer them the chance to have a mentor, whether that's myself or anybody who has volunteered to be a mentor.
That's great news. I mean, what sort of you have a youth section, I would assume, is that fair to say?
We tend to not try and divide it up based on age. We tend to have a collectivism about us, so that everyone, we don't go in there and see levels where we don't see level 1, we don't see level 7. We're all on a level playing field. There's no difference in that sense.
Okay, I can understand that side of it. What about the format of meetings that you have at Halifax RA?
Again, as I say, it could take, we could be doing an indoor practical session, we could be doing an outdoor practical session, or we may be doing a classroom-based presentation that will run for usually about an hour or so, with a break in between for a cup of tea.
What sort of projects have you got on the go as regards, you talked about Silver Quest, and I know there's quite a few RAs have got the silver and have got the bronze. I don't know anybody at the moment that's got the gold, but there must be somebody out there. So hopefully those that are listening will contact us and talk about their gold award of the quest from the RA. What sort of projects have Halifax RA got on the go at the moment? What's coming up in the future, mate?
Well, as you say, looking to moving towards getting a quest recognition would be perfect for us. At the time when Quest was released, we were too young to actually apply for it. We had to have completed at least 1 year as a referees association. So for the future, we have a meeting with Barkston Ash in terms of the return, because they came to see us last month. We're going to take hopefully a large number over to their meeting and learn from them and share best practice with them, but also bond and spend a bit of social time with them as well and get to know them as referees, because at the end of the day, when we go out on the pitch on Supply League or higher up, we all have to work together as a team, and what a fantastic chance to break down them barriers at an RA meeting.
Do you know, you're touching on something here that Rich and I have talked about in the past, and again, we refer back to the Stockport RA conversation that we had a few weeks ago. The interaction between RAs is got to be a really positive move forward, hasn't it? You know, and what you're doing, what you've just described, is just the sort of stuff that we've been talking about.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, so if RAs listening to this around the country can, you know, share their experiences and share things with each other or with their local groups, their local RAs, this will all in all become a better refereeing community, Rich.
Yeah, I agree. And the question I want to pose to Aaron is a bit of off the cuff, this one, Aaron. If I was in the Halifax area and I was a new referee, what would you do to tempt me to your meetings? How would you sell the RA to a new referee in that area?
First of all, there should be a port of contact that they are given after the basic referees course. So usually that's somebody like Mick Beverley, who's a contributory league assessor, who acts on our behalf and on the Halifax District FA's behalf in terms of contacting new referees in Halifax. From that, he would be directed to myself or to Henry Naylor or Bobby Madlett, and we would then get in contact with them, ask them if they've got any needs that they need fulfilling first of all. We would invite them to attend one of the sessions that we're holding and try and really, when they come, engage them in it and get them involved with everybody. As well as that, we would offer them the chance of a mentor, of a phone number in case they have a game on the weekend, the first game, and maybe they need to speak to somebody about something afterwards. It's all about providing support and providing development opportunities to those new referees coming in.
Do you have a lot of the business side of things at your meetings? And if so, because that can sometimes be looked upon as, you know, okay, a bit mundane, a bit boring and everything. And if you do, what do you do to make it a little more lighthearted?
We have next to nothing. All our business is conducted away from the meetings, because we felt the meeting should be about refereeing development and the social side of it. Everything that on the business side is either emailed out to members, or I think once per season, usually at the AGM, and we notify everybody about it, that this is going to be the AGM. Please understand that we need to go through this, and then afterwards we will move into something. We'll get through it as quick as possible, and then we will move into something more in line with what we've said we want to do.
Rich is sat here in the background. You might have overheard him. He's sat here shaking his head going, this is excellent. This is great, great news. This is just what we want to hear. And it's this kind of thing that will help the youngsters come through, surely, Rich.
Yeah, I totally agree. The thing that I want... I'm not going to be that careful here, because the RA has an age thing against it, that's working against it at the moment. But talking to Aaron and listening to what Halifax RA are doing, Stockport RA, and probably many more RAs we haven't spoken to at the moment, is they're encouraging the young referees to get involved. And here we've got a 22-year-old secretary.
A 23-year-old chairman.
23-year-old chairman. oh, my word. This is amazing. And I can only just stand back, applaud what Halifax RA are doing, and just say, well done, lads. And I hope you have many, many more people coming forward and saying, want to be involved, want to get involved. Because that's what it's about. Yeah. This is about sharing this refereeing experience. Yeah. We can't do it alone. And that's a cliche that many of our referees talk about when we're out on match days. I can't do it without you. And that's what RAs are about. We can't do it without each other. And what Aaron's just explained is just, well... I'm so pleased.
Yeah. Rich is getting really emotional, Aaron.
It's been a journey for us, and there have been emotional times in terms of at the end of the first meeting that we held, we all just sat back as a group and just said, wow, that was fantastic. That was the greatest thing we've done as a group together. And we've only gone from together on leaps and bounds from there.
The words that you're using are just nailing exactly what Rich would be looking out to hear. You know, you probably heard him in the background saying, together, together, I like that, together. It sounds like a really positive journey that you're on at the moment at Halifax RA. Tell us about the future, the direction you're taking the RA.
The way we want to progress is really just by encouraging our members to become involved in the RA. In terms of now, a lot more... interaction with other RAs. So we've got Huddersfield RA and Bradford RA and Heavy Woolen RA, who we all share members with. We all attend each other's meetings. And more recently, we've got Barkston Ash RA, again, who are sort of seen as the leaders in our county in terms of the best practice that they actually do in their meetings. So we're looking to take advice from everybody and anybody, regardless of age and refereeing level. If it's good for the members, it's good for us.
Absolutely. Really, really mature head on shoulders there.
Oh, amazing. I'm so pleased that we found you guys. You know, you've made the evening, you made the podcast, and I just hope that we can spread this with the enthusiasm of many other colleagues around the country. We're going to wrap up now, Aaron, and it's been a pleasure to speak with you. But before you go, tell us about Halifax RA media, social media. Do you have website? Do you have Twitter? Have you got a, you know... Tell us about how we can contact you, or how referees can contact you.
We've got a Facebook page, which is Halifax RA, and we also have the Twitter site, which is at Halifax RA as well. Any referee can get in contact with us via them if they want to. If they want to drop us an email on halifaxra@live.co.uk, they can get in contact with us that way as well.
Okay, just repeat that again for the listeners, mate.
Sorry. They can get in contact with us on Facebook at Halifax RA.
Yeah.
And they can also contact us on Twitter, again, at Halifax RA. Yeah. And then finally, if they want to email us or anything like that, it's halifaxra@live.com.
That's great. I'll just give you the second opportunity, just so everybody caught up with that. And we just called up the
Facebook page.
And there's a huge number of people attending a meeting there, and obviously something's going on in a big hall.
That's a really positive... Yeah. A really positive approach. Listen, Aaron, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you today. And thank you very much for jumping in last minute, which you have done. And again, you've really brought to the party something different and some real positive news for the youngsters coming through that may be listening to this.
If I was at a party now, I've just had my ice cream and jelly.
Aaron, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. And thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for giving this opportunity. opportunity, guys, and hopefully we'll speak to you in the future.
This is Referees World. Listen online at refereesworld.co.uk or search iTunes for Referees World.
So a really enlightening chat with Aaron Williams there from the Halifax RA, and it just amazes me that the age that they are all at and the enthusiasm, and just looking at their Facebook page, and they've clearly got really good support there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's full on. It's very active. And any referees in the Halifax area, get along there to their meetings. It must be on their website when their meetings are. Probably the second or third Thursday, I think I read somewhere, of every month. Get along there and support them. I'm sure all new referees, young referees, existing referees, you will enjoy the evening with those guys.
So maybe, going back to that question that we've posed in the past, how do we have retention of younger referees? Maybe the answer is to have those on the committee at a young age.
Well, there you go. I mean, like I say, I was staggered to find out, okay, Aaron sounded like a young man.
Yeah.
He is a young man, 20,
he's a student.
22
he's
years
a student.
Old and a secretary yeah. of a referees association. This is the wheel is turning. Things are on the move. We got a 22-year-old secretary there at Halifax. We got a 23-year-old chairman with him. Oh my word.
That's just great.
I'm going to be careful. No, I'm not. Dave Steele.
Those watch your back, Dave.
Yeah, those two boys, their age together. That's the same age as you, and you're West Somerset RA chairman. But he is in tune with the modern world.
Now, that's brilliant. And a big thank you to Aaron once again. And listen, if you're involved in a local RA, it may be that you represent a Welsh RA or an Irish RA, maybe somebody across the pond in Canada. We've got a lot of listeners in America and Canada, so maybe Australia.
Yeah, I can't remember. Well, I know Brent Sleeman. He's from Brisbane in Australia. Yeah. I met him at the Dallas Cup a couple of years ago. So, Brent, if you're listening to this, get in touch, mate. Good day, whatever it might be out there in Australia. But there's lots of things to be had here, Darren.
And if you want to get in touch, by the way, through the website, refereesworld.co.uk, fill out the little form there and you can contact us that way. Or you can follow us on Twitter at Referees World, or like our Facebook page. Just search out Referees World Podcast.
The download is complete.